neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
He was very impressed by his wisdom. So now the first thing that he does, what did he do? Remember what Paro did? Give him a nickname. What was his nickname? Avrech. What does Avrech means? Rashi HaKadosh explains, Av bechokhma verach b'shanim. What does it mean? That it was a very wise man. He was very young. How old was he? 30 years old. He's very young. So the other message of the name was that Birkai, what is Birkai means? Ki lecha tichra kol berech, knees. So Paro says that this name means that everybody should bow down to you, that his knees should be bent to you. So he gave him a name that you're very wise and you are very young, and also everyone should follow you, to obey you. So now, then he gave him a name. What was his name? An Egyptian name. Safenat Paneach. What does Safenat Paneach mean? Safun, what does Safun mean? We're going to say in Haggadah, Safun Barech. Safun means hidden. Paneach, those are that. Paneach means to reveal. So he told them, as we explained, the Mizmor tomorrow, Mizmor Yom Hamishi, Mizmor 81. We're going to say in our Shacharit tomorrow that Sefat lo yadati eshma. So Paro wanted to test Yosef. So he told them that I was at the night, Yeor. So Yosef tells him, no. When you said, he told them I was at the shore, at the Sefat. So Yosef HaTzadik said, no, you're not telling the right dream. So he wanted to test him. So that's why the Mizmor says that Yosef said, Sefat lo yadati eshma, because Paro wanted to mislead him. So then he corrected him. So now he gave him a name, Safenat Paneach, that you are able to reveal the hidden. So now the question is, if Yosef was happy with the new name or not, he liked the new name?
No.
No?
Jewish.
Which is better, Yosef or Safenat Paneach?
Yosef.
So now let's say his name would not be changed. Was it good or was not good? Good. If his name would remain Yosef, was it good or not? Yeah?
Would be
better?
Yes.
Okay, let's see. So now let's say when the brothers, they come to Mitzrayim to buy produce, right? So now they come stand in front of Pharaoh, right? So now everybody is calling Yosef what? No. Yosef? You said it would be better to not change his name, right? So now if everybody would call him Yosef, would they find out that this is their brother?
Yes.
So now, was it better that his name was changed or not? Now you just said no. Did you change your mind?
That's why Hashem knows better.
Ah, so it was good that Paro changed his name. So now they didn't find out that this man, this Pharaoh, is his brother. No? So now what we learn from here, many times, maybe it could happen that people, they called by some names. Maybe it's a negative. Maybe they don't like it, it's not pleasant, and they get very upset. They say, why did you call me this name? No? So here we learn a very important lesson. That, how Ishtabach Shemo La'ad, Ribono Shel Olam, Ribono Shel Olam, how he put in the head of Paro
to change Yosef's name. But why? Because if he would not change his name, when the brother would come to Mitzrayim, right away they would find out, oh, this is brother. You know, they would, you know, do terrible thing. So now here, see how Ribono Shel Olam programmed everything that the plan would go smoothly and we get to the result. And that the message for us, so many times, maybe people, they feel offended. They call it nifkya. Why? Because somebody called them something that they like. You know, they put them down. But here we learn such a unbelievable lesson. That if his name would not be changed, the brother would come. And then everybody says, you know, Yosef, Yosef, Yosef. Or maybe they call him Joe or Joseph. But they would find out, oh, this is the brother. But now that his name was changed, nobody even smell that something is sushi, they call it. Yeah, something is not the way it should be. Hashem Yizakenu, B'zat Hashem Yizkenu B'Avim. Koila Nishomote, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koila Nishomo, Nishomo Sheli. Koila Nishomote, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koila Nishomo, Nishomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.